Our next report comes from Allie and Raven. They are from Hill City, and their teacher is Matt Aleva.
Hello, this is Allie.
And this is Raven.
With the phenology report from the Hill City School Phenology Turtle located in the Hill City School Forest during the week of September 14th through September 18th, 2020.
On the phenology trail, the red osier dogwood has 70% color change, 5% leaf loss, and the bark is a deep rusty red color. The leaves are turning a deep red, almost the same color as the bark.
The speckled alder has 10% color change, and the leaves show evidence of being eaten by some type of insects, and also many leaves have brown spots on them. Buckthorn shows no color change but seems to be dying. The highbush cranberry tree shows 95% color change.
Beaked hazel tree has 95% color change, and white bur oak has 80% color change. In the Hill City School area, we observed, Callie observed a bobcat with two little bobcats in the Swatera area. Wild turkeys were spotted in the area. The mosquito population is high right now.
Students are seeing grouse in the woods. Squirrel and rabbits are busy feeding in the students' yards.
Many robins are still in the area. John noticed a flock of mallards. Teal and wood ducks are migrating.
Birds are active in the school forest. Morrison Brook water temperature is dropping.
It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology.
Thanks, Allie. Thanks, Raven. Lots of good notes down there. I've noticed a lot of mosquitoes myself. And, you know, the bur oaks really did do a quick color change this past week. Mine went from about 25% color to almost 95% color. And they had the same observations down in Hill City.